Hey guys, and welcome back to another segment of The Time Tea with me, Devonna. And today we're going to do something different. I want to do something kind of like a smoke with me, kind of like a get ready with me, but not getting ready. I'm not getting unready. I'm not really doing anything. I'm just smoking. And I guess I just wanted you guys to get to know this side of me. Yeah, let's talk about my first fight. So my first fight, okay, I'm gonna give y'all a little backstory as to why my first fight was this late on in my life. My first fight was, first off, when I was in my freshman year. Now, my whole life, I had been argumentative. I would argue with you and all that. But when it came down to fighting, I would not fight. I was so scared to go home and get a whooping. My mama always told me if I had gotten to a fight that I would come home and get a whooping. But I guess when I had got to high school and I had met this girl, I'm going to call her Bum Day. When I had met Bum Day, boy, everything just changed. Like, man, she got under my skin. Do y'all know that one person that just keep poking and poking and getting under your skin and you finally just, everybody looking at you like, dang, why you feel me? Like, what's wrong with you? Why did y'all fight? Blah, blah, blah. Like, girl, you don't see how she act? You feel me? You don't see the whole problem with him? But nah, so anyway, Bum Day, me and her, we started off, we didn't even know each other. The way that I had knew this girl, Pebbles, and that's the girl's actual nickname, but it don't matter. So anyway, Pebbles, and yeah, Pebbles and me, I had went through this little phase of like where I liked girls or whatever, where I was gay, not like boys at all, like I was straight gay. So, anyway, Pebbles, me and her was like, I don't know, play going out. I don't know what it was. And she had a best friend. Her best friend happened to be Bum Day. And boom, Bum Day never liked me from jump, because I guess she felt like I was trying to take her best friend from her. But, girl, I can't take nobody from you, you feel me? If they not staying, they don't want to stay. It's not my fault. None of that, you feel me? It's not like I'm trying to be her best friend. None of that. I was trying, you feel me, be with the girl. I wasn't trying to nothing extra. So anyway, the best friend never liked me. It got to the point to where I was going over Pebble's house on a weekend, and Bum Day would be over there. And one time I went over there and I was on bullshit. I'm not gonna lie. I had a little attitude or whatever. I was mad that her best friend was over there. And I was over there like, bitch, you already know that your best friend don't like me for no motherfucking reason. And now you got me and her sitting in this room together. Like, we best of fucking friends. Like, I want to keep having to walk into this bitch. Like, no, don't nobody want to go through that. You feel me? So, yeah, so I was on my little bullshit or whatever. So I was telling the girl, like, look, I don't fuck with you just like you don't fuck with me. And blah, blah, blah. You feel me? Just running my mouth. I was high at the time. I was a lot of different. No, I wasn't high. I was supposed to be getting high, but you feel me? So long story short, me and the girl was about to fight. And Pebbles had basically told the girl to leave. And I had seen her at school like a couple days later, but I didn't go home that night. I had spent the night and left the next day. And when I went home, I had left my phone at home. So when I went home, the girl Bum Day had a whole bunch of messages on my phone. I'm bitch this, I'm bitch that. She want to fight this, she want to fight that. And this is my first fight. But mind you, I'm not about to... I'm not, nobody's about to just let anybody talk down to them, especially not if we're young, you feel me? So I start talking my little shit back, and I'm like, bitch, tomorrow we could fight, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. This is abandoned house on the end of the hill, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. So, boom. The next day come, I'm not thinking that the girl really gonna show up, you feel me? I'm not even really gonna trying to show up. I'm not really trying to fight, because I ain't never fought before. I don't know if I'm gonna lose, win. I don't know if I could fight, none of that. You feel me? I barely used to play fight with my little cousins. Not my little cousins, my cousins and stuff like that, just because I didn't know if I was gonna get a whooping for that too or what. So yeah, so I'm walking up the little hill. I'm on the phone with Pebbles, and I'm telling her, like, I'm about to go. I'm telling her, like, I'm about to fight your best friend. I don't care about none of that. I don't care about what she got to say about it. I don't care about what you got to say about it. You can't stop me. You can't stop this because it's happening, right? So I get up to the little hill or whatever. Boom, the girl called me like I'm about to pull up or whatever. So I'm telling her I'm already here. I'm waiting on her. Boom. So the girl show up. She show up with Pebbles. I'm thinking it's a setup. I'm thinking I'm about to get jumped. I'm like, shit. I'm like, this girl been fucking with me, but I don't care if that's her best friend or not. Bitch, your loyalty lie to me. You feel me? At the end of the day, I eat that motherfucker. She don't. None of that. You feel me? Unless it's other shit going on. But anyway, so so yeah, they gets out the car or whatever. Pebbles got the little camera rolling, like, is y'all gonna bump or what? And me and the girl, we sitting there talking. It's my first fight. I'm not running up on shit. So Pebbles in the she's in the background but recording. She's trying to egg shit on, trying to get us to start fighting or whatever. She like, hit her, hit her, hit her, hit her. So boom, Ashley run up on me. Boom, I swing. Bop. So we get the bumping or whatever. So somehow she ended up pushing me on the ground or something. She on top of me, nigga. I rolled on top of her, nigga. Somehow this bitch rolled on her back, nigga. When I tell you, I got to beat the shit out of her back, nigga. That's the funniest shit ever. And the whole time that I'm hitting her back, I'm thinking, like, who fights like this? Like, I've never seen nobody fight like this. And to this day, I still be like, you feel me? What was I thinking? I should have been hitting that bitch in her face, hitting her head or something. Like, who the fuck? Anyway. So yeah, we had went back the next day. So yeah, the fight was over. Long story short, she went home, I went home, boom. Next time we go to school or whatever, it's the talk of the school, nigga. I gets on the bus. Everybody like whoopty whoopty wop. We seek to fight this, we seek to fight that, we seek to whoopty whoopty this. Nigga, I'm like, damn, I don't see Ashley on the bus. I haven't heard from Ashley, none of that. I haven't heard from Pebbles. I'm like, I hope I ain't hurt this bitch. I hope, you feel me? I hope the bitch don't want revenge, you feel me? Because she might come back and try to stab me, shoot me. I don't know, you feel me? I'm not gonna say that I won, but I ain't lose. Most definitely, I ain't lose. She got some hits in or whatever. But for my first fight, I think I did good. I think I just fought somebody that didn't know how to fight, so it wasn't gonna matter either way, the outcome is so. But that was a quick little story time slash smoke with me. If you guys like these, comment, leave a voice message, a comment, and let me know that you guys want me to keep doing these.